the jungle, there are no rules. There's only one voice you can trust. Foul Monkeys. Sit back and relax. And enjoy the show.
How are you doing this evening? Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Julian.
This is Ricky. How are you guys doing? Today is Wednesday, February 3rd.
2010
at 8:30 at night on a Wednesday. We do not do this very often.
I know. And you've downloaded episode
259.
Correct.
Oh, wow. So we did.
That was yours. Wow.
It's not coming back.
There it goes. It come back.
That sucks.
Welcome to the world of crappy mics.
Oh, wow. This is going to be a good one. I can already tell.
Yeah.
So, yes, thank you for downloading. We are recording on a Wednesday because we did not record on Sunday because we didn't feel like it and we were kind of ill. And Well, I was more ill than anything.
Well, I was ill also.
Yeah. So, usually do a show on Sunday, and we have more. We'll probably have a lot of stuff to talk about. So.
We do.
So,
I might as well get right into the.
Well, I want to do one thing real quick because we forgot to thank someone for a Christmas gift that we got.
Oh,
the past two shows we forgot.
Okay, let's do that then.
The past.
Now you know how I felt for the past year. Ricky's having a little taste of the cutting out mic tonight.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. The past two shows, we've forgotten to thank this person, but we want to thank Don for giving us a Christmas card and also supplying us with a stupid quote of the day calendar.
Correct.
Which is awesome.
Which we actually look at every day.
Yeah, so. Every day because we're losers, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, kinda.
And it's there.
Yeah.
So it's in our kitchen so we can see it every day.
So thank you, Don, for that.
Yes, thank you very much. And I think that's the last person to thank for that.
I believe so.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so go ahead. You want to talk about something?
Yeah. As all of our listeners know, I have been seeing Chris for the past, 10 months now, so almost the entire time I've been on Foul Monkeys. And as of last week, we are no longer together. So we are still on good terms. It had a great deal to do with my, mental illness. Here lately, I've been trying to get my crazy meds regulated, and pretty much right now it's taken all I can do to take care of myself, and I'm really not at a point right now where I can deal with a relationship and try to make myself better, so, I decided it'd be best for me to, try to be on my own for right now, but we still talk, and we're still on good terms, and I certainly hope all my friends and family treat him just as well now as they did when we were together. Mm-hmm. So,
have you noticed the past couple shows we started out with the sadsies?
Well, I think it's best to get the sadsies out of the way.
Right.
So,
because we don't want a sadsies at the end. We don't want people offing themselves.
No.
And definitely because of Foul Monkeys. Because, apparently to some people, listening to Foul Monkeys causes issues and tiredness, and we would like to say, are you done with yours? I'm sorry.
I'm done with my story.
All right, so we'll segue into this. So I'm listening to Big Fatty, Big Fatty Online.
Uh-huh.
I'm a listener. I've listened ever since he started that podcast, even before when he was on his other podcast.
Uh-huh.
Love it.
Uh-huh.
So I'm listening to the show 515, just to let everybody know,
uh-huh,
if you want to go back and listen. And this was said.
And that's just not going to be good, but I laid down anyway, and I turned on that Big Ricky show, like at the beginning of today's show, Big Ricky and Julian, I turned that on, and y'all fell right asleep. And I turned it on, they were on the Pride 48, and y'all had the big thing of drool on the pillow there, and but anyway, got up and went.
Yeah,
wow.
Apparently,
that's a lot of love right there.
Apparently, we're the
Tired cast.
The Ambien of podcast.
Oh, that would be sad if we were the Ambien podcast.
Yes.
But I know we're not because...
I know we're not, too.
Go ahead. Oh, sorry. Were you going to say we're both cutting each other out tonight.
That's okay. Go ahead, Rick.
It's because we haven't been talking.
I know.
So, no, go ahead.
No, and you then, go first.
Okay. Well, I was just going to say because there's other people that don't think that.
That's exactly right.
I would like...
He would like to play a clip
for my microphone to work.
He would like to play a clip of a different podcast,
the Dragon Podcast.
Uh huh.
Who Gavin is on? Uh-huh. And we all know I love Gavin because
Ricky
it
does,
sounds like Gagan.
Does love Ricky? Does love Gavin?
Wait till you hear his voice. His voice is kind of sexy.
I've heard his voice before. He's called in.
Oh yeah, he did. Didn't he? All right, here we go.
Hello, everybody. Gavin and Toilet Trash. You're one of the
Oh, well, let's skip that part.
Also, I picked up on the side of the road. Hello. and I'm negative. How about you? Who do you like to give your shout-out to today?
Actually, I have to give a shout-out to... This is more of an apology than a shout-out.
Oh.
I want to give an apology to Big Ricky.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Ricky is from... Big Ricky is...
Wait, before we go any further, he does say... something to you, so don't worry.
I haven't got angry yet.
Oh, okay.
From the Foul Monkeys podcast.
Uh-oh.
Okay, go on iTunes and download the big Foul Monkeys podcast. The only reason I want to apologize to him is he is one of my three favorite top podcasts that I listen
to. Oh, wait, what? Did I hear that right?
Top three.
Oh, okay. Let's keep going.
Two?
Yeah.
That when I download them, there are three specific ones that I always listen to first, not in any specific order, but it depends on who's
right
in alphabetical order. It's Big
that
Fatty.
One doesn't matter.
Big
Yay.
Fatty, Big Fatty online,
blah, blah, blah.
Big and Annie Vera, who is VeraSpeaks.com.
Woohoo!
Uh-huh.
Okay, or Annie Vera Speaks on iTunes. And Big Fatty on iTunes.
No,
and also the third one is Foul Monkeys, which is Foul Monkeys on...
Of course it is.
Yeah. Top three.
Why not?
Top three.
iTunes are foulmonkeys.com.
Right.
And I apologize to him because I got reamed out by one of the other podcasters that I didn't update my podcast that I listened to.
Uh-huh.
And I just found out this weekend, and I looked, and I was like, oh, my God, I've never put Foul Monkeys on there. And I have been listening to them since I started listening to podcasts. And I can't believe I didn't have them on there. So I apologize. We'll do it the proper way. Sorry, Ricky.
Yeah, I feel sorry, too, even though I don't know who you are.
Well, you should listen to Foul Monkeys. He's usually – I think they do their podcasts on Sundays, sometimes live. On Pride48.com.
Okay.
On Sunday afternoons. I think it's at 3 o'clock. But if you go on Pride48.com, you'll see whoever's coming up next, and you'll find out when it is. Or go on FoulMonkeys.com. And so you can go in the chat room and interact with them or leave them messages, and they'll answer your questions and stuff like that. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to Big Ricky and Julian, who is his co-host, and people. So
I don't know.
Yeah. You don't listen to any podcasts. You will eventually. And once you start, you'll never stop.
This is my favorite part.
Uh-huh.
Here we go.
Oh, is it like...
it gets addictive.
Like sex?
Yeah, it's like sex. It's like good sex. Especially Ricky.
By the way, I'm one of those people that love people.
Wow.
Loves it.
Yeah. Apparently, he likes the way we ream him out.
Right.
Not like the other podcasters. We do it in a good way.
Yeah. We love all podcasters, even though they don't all love us.
Yeah. Well,
that's okay.
I've used Big Fatty as a sleep aid before as well.
Oh, so, you have?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So. And therefore, and such as?
I threw our Big Fatty calendar magnets away today because it's not 2009 anymore.
Yeah, and we're supposed to have 2010 ones, I believe.
But we don't.
Oh!
You said 2010!
Fuck me! hate that. Now I feel stupid because I always tell other people, stop saying it.
You did it yourself.
Oh, God damn it.
Look
I'm beeping
you.
It out.
Look at you.
Beeping it out.
You'll live.
So, all right. Did you want to go to the next subject or I don't know what you have.
Okay. Let me look at my show notes.
Your Rolodex.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a important subject, something that's dear to my heart. Okay. On our last episode, I asked the listeners if they could send me pictures instead of just sending them to Ricky. So what happens this past week? I get no pics, and Ricky gets a fucking video. A goddamn video.
Not just a video. I got some pictures, too.
Well, yeah, but a video. I get no pictures, and he gets a video. Tell me why this is fair.
Oh, it was hot, too.
And picture. Mm-hmm. And hot pictures, too.
Very hot. I don't know if we should say the person's name.
No, I'm not going to say the person's
but
name.
But my fucking
but
God, he is so
it's somebody
hot.
That I have texted back and forth with, too. So he has my number, but do I get any pictures? No.
Mm-mm.
No.
That just ain't right with
not
Jesus.
Damn thing. And even, I even texted him and said, like, okay, I see where I rate around here. And did
he never
answer?
Responded back?
No, he never answered.
How dare him.
I know.
He was fucking hot, though, wasn't he?
That was a very hot picture.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I could love him forever.
Well.
What? What are you going to say?
That I could do all kinds of dirty things to him.
I'd break his back, literally and figuratively.
Well, I'm not big enough to break his back.
Oh, fuck you. I'd break his back by... Never mind.
But I can do more acrobatic things than Ricky
sure.
can.
I'm sure you could. I don't know. You get me in the right mind frame. the right frame of mind. I can do anything. I can like probably like, lift a car up or something.
But why would you need to do that during sex?
I don't know. Just you might have to do it.
So anyway, back to my original point. I have no pictures except ones Ricky has forwarded me.
You should be happy I forwarded them.
Because nobody...
I could have kept those...
Nobody loves me.
Aw. Let's sing a song. You ready?
No.
Nobody loves Julian. The end.
Yeah. Should I preheat the oven or just jump right in?
Aw. It's not big enough.
It is for my head.
Upstairs or downstairs? So... Saturday.
Uh-huh.
Oh, actually, yeah, Saturday.
Uh-huh.
We didn't do anything Friday, right?
No.
We watched a movie and just went to bed. Whatever.
That's right.
Which well, I, no. Which Friday, I had friend. I had so, a couple friends over, but...
Yeah.
Was that Friday?
That was Friday.
Okay.
Where Ricky
anyway.
Had appointments.
Oh. I am going to fucking kill myself right now if this microphone does not stop this shit.
Appointments.
I ordered my sweatshirt for Guru Nudie, so
thank
we might
God.
Be able to get this fixed.
Yes.
Saturday,
mm-hmm.
Julie and I wake up, shitty day, just goddamn shitty for Florida.
Yes.
Rainy, cold. It's like we're in Seattle.
Nasty weather.
Mm-hmm. So Julie and I went to
IKEA.
Where the Swiss furniture is.
Yeah. We go up the escalator and start our journey through IKEA. And there's this family of redneck hillbillies behind us. And they're like, yep, it's different. It's different. And the other one says, yeah, it's that Swiss furniture. And I'm like, no. They didn't just say Swiss furniture. They did.
They said Swiss furniture.
They said Swiss furniture.
They sure did.
Yeah, which is really sad because it's Swedish furniture. Not Swiss furniture, though.
So we go there, and I finally get what I wanted, which is nice.
Yeah, it is. Of course, I had to put it together.
Right. Which was Sunday, which is a whole new... A whole different day. And then we go to the mall, but we didn't get anything, did we?
Yeah.
No, you got a shirt.
I bought a shirt at the
I didn't get shit because nothing fits me in the store where they only sell size anorexic.
Well, you...
American Eagle.
You mainly wanted to go to the Apple store anyway.
Yeah, I didn't even get anything. Me.
No.
Sazzies.
Sorry.
So then we come home, and then I'm supposed to go back, or actually Julian and I were supposed to go back to Tampa because my friend Kevin was in town from North Carolina.
My throat started feeling like I swallowed glass, and I'm like, I'm getting sick, and I started feeling worse and worse, and I'm like, I'm not going out tonight. I'm laying my ass in the bed, and that's pretty much what I did.
You all might know Kevin as Wilma Jean Pine Pussy, if you've listened for a really long time. So he was in town for Gasparilla, and which, let me explain Gasparilla, because did we explain that last time?
No.
Okay. Gasparilla is a celebration in Tampa of the invasion of pirates.
Yeah.
Is it Gaspar? Is that his name?
Jose Gaspar.
Gaspar. And it's like a huge Mardi Gras for Tampa.
Yeah.
And it lasts like 3 weeks.
Pretty much.
So the day parade was on Saturday.
Right.
And they have a night parade, which is this coming up Saturday.
Right.
So my friend Kevin gets a 2-bedroom suite.
Mm-hmm.
So I head out. I get there, and, you know, it's a little bit too early because, you know, no one really goes out until like 10:30 or 11 here.
Right.
And I got there at like 8:30.
Pre-flight.
Yeah. So
did it go out again?
They wanted me to go down to the hot tub, and I was like, I'm not taking my shirt off in front of any of these fuckers. Okay?
And plus, it's like 60 degrees.
It was
outside.
Cold. And Kevin jumped in the pool.
Well, he's from farther north.
North Kakalaki.
Yeah, which is farther north than Florida.
Right.
So,
and then he gets in the hot tub, and, you know, they're doing their thing. We get up and we get dressed. So we head out. So we ride to Ybor in a limo.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome.
What color was it?
White and long and stretched out.
Gotcha.
Just how you like them.
Just like your ass.
Yeah, fuck you. Who said that? Somebody said that on Facebook.
Remember.
Somebody said that. I was like, how dare you? So we get there, and we go to the first restaurant, which was, what did I say? Boxcar Charlie's?
You called it Boxcar Charlie. It's Streetcar Charlie's.
We get there, and Kevin's friend orders us around, and I got a Long Island iced tea. Well, like a minute and 20 seconds later, my drink's gone because I drink it that fast.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't that strong.
Or so he thought. Yeah.
So I order a second one, and in like 3 minutes, it's drank. And then I'm like, okay, well, let's move on. So then we go to the Eagle.
Right.
The Eagle, if for some of you people that don't know or straight people don't know, is like a leather Levi daddy bar.
Right.
And
who doesn't love a leather bar?
Right. Well, when I was telling Julian that we were going there in IKEA, he goes, that throat's starting to feel a little better, maybe. I was like, ooh, you dirty bitch.
Well, yeah.
So it's two stories, right? The upstairs is like the dance floor area, and you can like see people and their seating area.
Yeah, where
the
lights are actually on.
Right.
So that means the downstairs is the fun part.
The downstairs was very dark.
Mm-hmm.
I had to use my iPhone to see people's faces because
just wait for 30 to 45 minutes until your eyes adjust to the light.
No, I needed to see what was going on. Order another drink, Long Island iced tea. This one was a little bit bigger than the other ones that I've been drinking.
Oh, God.
And a lot stronger. Somebody just was tequila happy in the Eagle. So, we're all in there, and I'm more buzzed now.
Right.
And so I'm like, Kevin, you know, let's go to the bathroom. And his friend Chris was with him. So we went to the restroom, and I was like, what are those three doors right there? And he's like, oh, they're just different parts of the club. And I'm like, well, what about different parts? He's like, well, I don't know. Let's go see. So we go in the room, and all I smell is cigarettes, ass, and I don't know what the fuck I was smelling. I was in there for like 10 seconds. People started groping me up. It was solid black. Didn't know who was touching me. And I was like, no, motherfuckers, I'm out of here.
Wait, the person that was groping you up was solid black?
I don't know. It was so black.
Oh.
Probably, which is cool. I like solid black too, but I just prefer to see solid black. At least their eyes and their teeth.
Right.
So I was not feeling that. I was like, don't like this. And they also had like a glass wall, so you could see what's going out in the club, but you couldn't see what's going on in the room.
Right.
didn't care for that. I was in there 10, 15 seconds. Somebody was trying to stick their hands down my pants. I was like, I'm out of here. I didn't sign up for this shit. That made me drink my drink real fast. Kevin and Chris, however,
right,
decided that they needed to stay in there a little longer. And yeah, as they stayed in there a little longer, Ricky had about 3 or 4 more drinks.
Maybe they had a wee bit more testosterone than Miss Ricky.
I guess. Mm. I would have if I could have seen what was touching me. But I was so afraid that if the lights came on in an emergency situation, that I would look down and there would be like an 85-year-old grandpa.
Maybe if two people touched you at the same time, you'd feel more at home.
Oh, fuck you. How dare you? Anyway.
Just saying.
So I had 3 or 4 more Long Island iced teas, and then we're like, oh, let's go to G-Bar. So there was a line at G-Bar, and we get in there, and Kevin had bought some video head cleaner.
Right.
So we get in there, I order another drink.
Which gives me a splitting headache.
Yeah, I didn't. I did not partake because it kills you.
Yeah.
So we're dancing, and, you know, everything's going great. And this guy comes up to me. He's like, you're so hot. And then he, like, took a big bite on my neck. And I was like, are you a vampire? Because I'm not into
that. He was trying to take a bite of your bad girl meat.
I guess so he was. Mm-hmm. I was like, thanks. And I walked away to order another drink.
That's better than him rinsing his mouth out and slightly.
So I actually did something for the very first time I've never done before.
You said no?
No, that's not it. I actually stuck dollar bills in a dancer's underwear.
Right.
Never done it before. I don't believe in it because once you give them a dollar, they're following you around. I know they don't want me. All they want is my money. So, but I was drunk and I didn't care anymore. Ordered 2 more drinks.
So this is what, like 16 now?
No. I think that's about 9.
God damn.
Then we go back to the Eagle. That is where the part I was at the point of where I could barely say my name anymore.
Uh-huh.
I fell down the stairs. I hurt my knee. My knee still hurts like a motherfucker. And then I was so afraid that they were going to leave me that I couldn't see anybody. Oh, it was horrible. So, Rick is the guy that one of Kevin's friends finally came up and said, we're not going to leave you. You know, just stay right here. Stay right here.
Don't leave me.
Because Kevin was still down in the room.
Well, he was having a good time.
He went back in the room. So then this guy started to hit on me. His name was Gary, and he was a teacher. And
how the hell do you remember that? You can't.
Because I remember him having to scream it in my ear because I couldn't hear it.
Oh.
And when I drink, I, for some reason, become deaf. And I start talking a lot louder and more country. So we talk, and then they're having to drag him.
Somebody open my biscuit for a minute.
They're having to drag me away from him because I'm like, hey, girl. Mm-mm. I can get back to the hotel room. I got money.
No, ma'am.
So, all right. So the bar closes. I had 11 Long Island iced teas. That's how many I had.
Jesus Christ.
A lot. And I was uncontrollable.
I would be in the hospital with alcohol poisoning.
Well, I was pretty fucking close. And then we go to this pizza place that's still open, and there's this huge line, and Kevin and I are like, no, we're not doing this. We went right through the line and started talking to 2 chicks at the table that they were sitting at, which was awesome. I have video. I posted it, so yes, I might post it again. But that was fun until the next day.
Yeah. I woke up early the next day, and, you know, I felt okay, except for my throat was scratchy. And Ricky comes home, and I'm in the kitchen. He walks in the kitchen. He walks up within 10 feet of me. I'm like, ooh, you smell like a dirty ashtray. And he's like, yeah, I need to take a shower. I'm like, God damn. He was looking all kinds of rough.
I was so ill. I had drank about 3 bottles of water on the way here because I was feeling so sick. And so I go to take a shower, and I'm not feeling good. And then I start, like, you know, washing myself. And I started smelling cigarettes like fucking crazy. Coming out of my hair, going up my nose. And I was like, oh, no, I don't want to throw up in the shower. So I stop the water, and then I go to the toilet, and I just...
Yeah, I'm standing like halfway across the house, and I hear... I'm like, oh, my fucking God. I'm like, he's puking his fucking pancreas out.
I puked like 5 or 6 times, and I came out, and I was like...
I'm going to go lay down, I think.
So I lay down for about 3 hours, and I get up, and I'm okay. And then we start putting the thing, or Julian starts putting the chest of drawers together, and that's our weekend.
Ricky's like, what can I do to help? I'm like, you can cheer.
Give me a J. Like the cheerleading picture that Miss Beaver gave us.
That is correct.
So we have a phone call, I think.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm not playing the phone call song because I don't have it up, so.
That's fine.
Oh, this call is from actually Saturday night. It's someone's telephone. Oh, that's my phone. Let's see what this one is first, though.
Hey, y'all. It's your gay country boy up here in North Georgia. Just heard... Ricky's screaming rant at about the Gap for selling.
Yeah, wait,
I don't remember it.
Okay,
the anorexic clothing. I just had to call and tell you when I was back at West Alabama.
West Alabama. Julian looks over at me with a big old smile.
Friends who are mostly girls and sorority girls. Hated any kind of mall clothing store because they said that when the detectors went off at the door, it wasn't because someone was stealing something. It was because fat people walked in. So that kind of reminded me of, you know, your rant thing kind of brought back some pictures. So, yeah. Keep up the great show, and love you much, and see you later. Bye.
Aww. Because a fat person walked in.
That's sad.
That's very sad. Oh, sadsies.
All right.
We did get an email from Steve in the UK. He wrote a poem.
Oh, did he now?
Yeah. Okay. For the iPad. It was the day that the iPad was supposed to come out.
Right.
And this is what he wrote.
Okay.
Here's a prayer for the day. Our Father, which art in Cupertino, hallowed by the name of Jobs. I want to say. Let's start over. Our Father, which art in Cupertino, hallowed by the name of Jobs, thy eye tablet come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in one infinite loop. Give us this day our daily news or magazines, and forgive us our jailbreaking. As we forgive them that hack against us, and lead us not into the temptation of Android, but deliver us from the evil that Google does. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, and ever, amen. Did I say something wrong?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
You were looking at me like, you dumbass.
Did I have that look?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. Love you, honey.
Steve in the UK also added a section to our website where you can download a little icon on your iPhone instead of having to go to our page all the time. You can just click it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so you can get instructions on how to do that on the website.
That's pretty cool.
So that's that.
We're getting fancy, y'all.
Getting real fancy. All right, this is from Saturday night.
Okay.
Which is from my phone, but I don't remember calling, but this girl's talking on my phone.
Okay.
What about to the Eagle? What's your name?
Gabby.
This is Gabby. I'm talking. I'm actually doing an interview show on a radio.
Where are you at?
My name's Kevin.
Kevin, where is that?
This is the podcast. Say hello.
Hi, my name is Gabby, represented at 38. Well, my bad, my bad. You're on. 813 Tampa West Side all day.
That's right. This is my bisexual girlfriend. Yes. I'm a bisexual boyfriend.
I love it.
We love her.
Go. Come with me.
Oh, are you?
Y'all got to come with me. Hey, RG, we're on the radio.
That's it.
That was a drunken mess.
That was a hot drunk mess. For reals. And we have another phone call, but it didn't come through.
Oh,
so
yeah?
That's it. Did you hear it?
I heard some hissing.
So, So that's it. Do we want to talk about our map?
We can if you'd like to.
Okay, we'll do that real quick.
Okay.
Because we're at 30 minutes now.
Okay.
I bought a world map that I would like to add our listeners to with little stick pins.
Uh-huh.
And put, like, their names on a piece of paper so we know where they live. So, all of you guys that are listening to us, I want you to email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and send us the city, the state, or country, or whatever you're at.
Uh-huh.
Tell us where you are so we can find you and put you in our map and pin you in.
Maybe we can find the fucking Faroe Islands on there.
Yeah, I still don't know where that is.
That's
really
Beaver.
Weird. I think it's up there near, like, Finland or something.
I thought it was, like, around Australia and New Zealand and all that.
Yeah, I don't know. That's... I still don't know.
I don't know.
Hold on. Let's look it up on Wikipedia.
Okay, we can do that.
You can talk while I look.
So, yeah, we had to put it on the wall next to Ricky's desk because that was the only place it would fit. And Ricky's like, well, we could put it over here. I'm like, it's not big enough on that wall. And he's like, well, we could cut off, like, this part because it's not important, you know, like Russia and China and India and Japan.
Okay.
Because I'm fairly certain we don't have any listeners in Russia or China or India or Japan.
This is saying the Faroe Islands is around Egypt. Am I spelling it right? P-H-A-R-A?
No. F-A-R-O-E.
Oh. Sorry, whatever. Whatever. I was right. It's in the Norwegian Sea next to Denmark.
Oh, okay. Well,
Iceland, Shetland, Orkney.
I stand corrected. I think I can actually see it from here. You know, like Russia?
Oh, from your house?
Yeah. You see it? Look at the UK and go straight up.
Oh, above that?
Yeah.
Oh, yep, that's them. Hi, Kim Beaver.
You are a small little dot on a big-ass map. Wow.
I didn't know she was that close. We could go see her.
Yeah, we'll just take our bass boat right up there.
Our bass boat. Our one-person bass boat. Hey.
Hey.
This says we have a voicemail on Skype, and I didn't know that we could do that.
Okay.
That's weird. I don't know how to play that.
You don't?
Well, I guess I have to log in real quick. You want to talk about something while I'm doing that?
Oh, let's
see. I've never played one. I didn't know we could do that.
Okay. Wow. Well, I have to get back to my show notes now.
We should really stick to our Sunday schedule.
What, our Sunday schedule?
Yeah. Because this is kind of a shitty show, I think.
It's not that bad. Plus, you know, we got to put something out.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
I got to put something out. All right, let's see if I can...
Ricky's...
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Ricky, this is Veritable Virgo. You're obviously ignoring my tweets, and that's okay. I understand. Only kidding, of course. Just thought I'd say hello, and maybe someday you'll figure out that technology and we'll be able to do a Skype conference call. Whatever. Okay. I'm not making a lot of sense. It's almost 9 o'clock and I'm getting tired. Have a good night.
Wow. Ricky just got reamed, I believe. And not in the good way.
Whatever. I don't know. I just, whatever. I'm sorry. I don't know the technology to do a Skype call.
And you know what's sad?
And do a live show at the same time.
You are a lot more technological than I am.
I have looked it up, Julian.
And
I have looked it up, and I cannot find it.
A retard when it comes to all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because, quite frankly, if I had to do all this on my own, it wouldn't happen.
It wouldn't, would it?
No, because there's way too much shit involved. So, I'd just like to throw that right out there.
So if I ever die, then you're never going to get the last fucking show from here.
No. unless, you know, somebody lets me...
Or comes over.
Get guest spots on their show and lets me say goodbye.
Oh. Womp. Womp. Yeah.
Ricky's dead, y'all. I'm just saying bye.
Ricky's dead, y'all. I'm the leader of Foul Monkeys now.
And I'm still the pretty one.
And I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one.
Mm-hmm. So send me pictures.
Yeah. Well, don't tell...
Uh-huh.
Don't tell them your telephone number.
Well, I'm not going to put my telephone number out on... Yeah, that's exactly right. The microphone knows who's important. Because it's...
Fuck! Goddamn microphone is pissing me off.
Why are you so angry?
Shut up.
Why are you so angry?
Shut up.
I can see the veins in your forehead. Mm-hmm. Kind of like I used to be.
Yeah. So, all right. This is then.
Yeah.
Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL or 863-666-0377. That's our new number. That's our Google number.
You can send us emails at foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
Or you can send us junk and stuff at, as Rudolph is shaking his head. Or is that Finbar?
That is Finbar.
Well, Rudolph. Dumb fuck. Oh, there's
laundry's
laundry.
Done.
Let's let that get in there. Fuck. Shit. You can send us stuff at P.O. Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802. I know Joe said he was sending us stuff, but sending us something, but I went over there and there's nothing in there.
I'm glad they love us.
Right. We're special. That's really all it comes
down to. We've had worse train wrecks than this. Right. So.
You can follow me at Foul Monkeys on Twitter.
You can follow me on both Facebook and Twitter at J.C. Marple.
And make sure you join our fan book page. On
fan
Facebook.
Page
our on fan page.
Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Me, I'm old and I don't know the words.
It's our fan book. You damn whippersnappers. Get off my lawn.
You're wet behind the ears. Yeah. All right, we're at 37 minutes. Okay. We're going to be... Are we live this Sunday?
Yes, we are.
We're live this Sunday at pride48.com. Listen from 3 to 4. I want at least 20 people in that fucking room. And I mean it. Oh, and I got to talk about my trip.
That's right.
My trip to Chicago, March 3rd through the 7th.
You meant you were going to talk about it Sunday.
Oh, no. I just want to put it in here right now. 3rd through the 7th.
That's what she said.
I want to plan something on March 5th. I'm going to have to get with Lauren on it because I think I'm going to need to talk to her to see if I can get everything set up.
Right.
So if you would like to join us in Chicago at this meetup, it'd be wonderful. This Sunday, I'll have more details. So, and Big Fatty, can you make a, what was the last thing he made?
Oh, Get Tricky with
Ricky.
Yeah,
Get Tricky with Ricky in Chicago. Do one for me, please. I'd love you. Long time. Even though you said we make you fall asleep. Okay, we're out here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
Thank you for downloading episode 259. Have a great week.
Peace.
Bye.